The Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. You are about to hear the encouraging word with Bishop E.A.T. Saki. Bishop E.A.T. Saki is an assistant to Bishop Dag Hayward Mills and serves as the resident bishop of the Kadesh, the Church on Fire. This word will bring you hope, comfort, encouragement, salvation, and much more. Join Bishop E.A.T. Saki as he ministers the infallible word of God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Right, let us pray. Father, thank you so much for this evening. We appreciate and love you. Grateful to you for everyone that is here this evening to receive your word. We ask you to rule and reign in our hearts by your word and by your spirit. Have your way in every life and be glorified. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Sit on top of your enemies. Now, is there any reason why the light at the back is off? Or just a... Are there some lights off? Hello? Every light is on. Is that how the place is all the time? And because of this ones, make this place brighter. Why do we have these ones here? To what? Pardon? And for the video. Okay, whatever you say. But remember to pay the bills after. All right. Hallelujah. Are we blessed to be here? I didn't hear you. Are you blessed to be here? Wonderful. I'm going to wrap up talking about the quiet time today. All right. And then, because quiet time involves two main things. Amen. Michael, nice to see you on Tuesday evening. Hallelujah. Quiet time involves two things. It involves you talking to God and God talking to you. Say amen. Amen. This is what quiet time is about. When I ask you, have you had a quiet time? The person asks you two questions in one. Mrs., as your husband told you, you're looking very beautiful. He doesn't tell you often, you see. And you have been following me around, eh? Fred, don't you know that I tell my wife every day that she's looking beautiful? You have changed. All right. Okay. No, so what I'm saying is that, you know, quiet time involves, and so when I ask you, have you had a quiet time? I'm asking you, have you talked to God and has God talked to you? That's what it means. Do you understand it? Is it simple enough? When I ask you, have you had a quiet time? I'm asking what? Two questions. What is number one? Have you spoken to God? And number two, has God spoken to you? That's all. Amen. So if you say, oh, I had my quiet time, it doesn't mean that I prayed. It means I prayed and I read my Bible. God spoke to me and then I also spoke to God. I think it's a good place to clap your hands. And it's very simple for every Christian to understand. So ask your neighbor now, ask him, have you had your quiet time this morning? Demand an answer. I said demand an answer. All right. So you see, some of you have, how many of you have prayed this morning? And how many of you have read your Bible this morning? Some of you have prayed without reading your Bible. It's okay. You have talked to God. But God hasn't spoken to you yet by his word. Some of you have also read your Bible without praying. God has spoken to you, but you have not spoken to God. So have you had your quiet time? Means two things. Say amen. Amen. That's the summary of all that I've said so far. Amen. All the service meetings, service that we've had on quiet time, it's only two questions. Has God spoken to you? And have you spoken to God? Amen. Amen. So in this services, for the past 2-3 weeks, we have been talking about God speaking to you. Amen. And the effect of the word on your life as a sword. When God speaks to you, the word of God comes as a sword. It breaks things down. It pierces through things. The word of God comes as a hammer. It breaks all the things down. The word of God comes as a, what else? Fire. It burns things down. So when God speaks to you, dirty things are burnt out of your life. When God speaks to you, heavy problems are crushed by the hammer. Amen. Say amen. Amen. When God speaks to you, light comes your way. Amen. Because the word of God is light. Amen. 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 And on Sundays, I'm talking about you talking to God. I'm talking about the prayer. So we are doing two at the same time. Do you understand? So that is where we are. Amen. Right. Now, one of the important blessings of quiet time is wisdom. Somebody say wisdom. You obtain wisdom by when you have consistent quiet time. You will not get wisdom by just reading the Bible and praying one day. But if you have it consistently, somebody say consistent. I didn't hear you. What does it mean? Consistent means doing it regularly. Do you understand? That's why we began by talking about habits. If quiet time becomes your habit, you will become wise. Your amen is on admission. Hallelujah. I'm saying that if quiet time, this sound, I don't know whether you're happy with the sound. Are you happy with the sound? Do you want to pour water on the person behind it? Okay, they beg. Isaac, they are not happy with you. Who else is there? The sound is on admission. Hello? There's something that is not working. The sound that is not working at all, because my voice is nicer than what you are hearing. Is my voice nicer than what you are hearing? Yes, I can put the mic and say, use my natural voice. After Jesus spoke to the people at the beach without microphone. Yeah. Even the 5,000 men without women and children, he preached and they all heard the message. So I can receive that anointing. I didn't say make it loud. I say it's not nice. I didn't say it's not loud. It's not nice. What are I saying? It's a problem. But the problem is from here. The speakers. Yes. The speaker can't talk. That's why I blame the speaker. Everyday speaker. Why don't you test it before we have the service? All right. Anyway, quickly. So I'm saying that don't make it loud. You know, because feedback, then you are spoiling the bad one that you have already. All right. Okay. Hello? Yeah, okay. Right. So I'm saying that one of the keys, the greatest key to your wisdom, is the word of God. You should have said a louder amen. It is the greatest key to your wisdom. Hallelujah. Amen. You are going to become very, very wise. Amen. How many of you know that you have been foolish quite some time in your life? No, can I see your hand if you have been foolish? How many of you have taken very foolish decisions before in your life? I want to see those who have taken. I'm going to ask you what foolish decision you took. Very foolish decisions. That when you remember some of them, you want to give yourself a knock. Foolish boy. Yeah. Are you there? Yeah. You like to pull your own ear. What was wrong with you? Yeah. Very, very foolish decisions. Sometimes you wonder whether your mind was an admission when you're taking that decision. Are you there? Yeah, somebody was telling me this stupid story of meeting somebody. Said that, okay, I want to give you diamond. Give your phone to me, and I'm going to say something on the phone. A Christian brother who is even trained to be a pastor. You meet a person walking, I'm going to the diamond. If you have a diamond, you'll be driving a car and give you a piece of. I said, when he said this diamond, he can build a house. And he doesn't even have a bicycle as he's walking there. And the person is in this church, training to be a pastor. And the person, and they give the phone. The person says, okay, I'm going to do something on the phone. Now, he did it something and then put the phone in an envelope. Said, don't open it for 1 hour. Because if you open it, the diamond will melt. Is it the foolishness? And this person educated, but who's going to be a pastor? So don't open it. 1 hour. When the person also believed it, he took the thing in the phone in the envelope. Then he sat in the trotro, praying. When he opened it, it was stone. Because his phone had been taken and given him stone. I mean, when he told me that, I felt like giving him a knock. Yeah. It's like, where was your mind? It's an admission, isn't it? And I'm telling you, and some of you have also taken very foolish decisions because you're not wise, isn't it? Some of you guests are full of foolish boys. You're looking at me. You wonder what the boy told you that made you move your skirts. I know why you're looking at me as you understand. Later, when you look at this boy, why did I remove my skirt for this boy? What a shock. Oh, are you here or go home? Yeah. I take the picture of me. Yeah. Hello. Are you still in church? Well, I'm telling you. Some of you just ask yourself, hey, did a guy do juju or something? That made me follow him. And some of you too, the person you should have married didn't marry the person because of your foolishness. You know that's what I'm saying. Can you hear me at the back? Can you hear me? Yeah. It was also a foolishness. One day a lady came to tell me, a brother, a very nice brother in the church. Good brother. He has quite a good job. Nice, cool brother. He proposed to the sister. And the sister said, I don't like him. The brother did that. I don't like him. So I called and said, tell me. So, Pastor, do you really want to know? I said, I want to know. So I don't want to tell. I said, I want you to. Why don't you like him? I said, Pastor, he's not funny. Can you believe that? That's the answer. He is not funny. He doesn't make me laugh. Why don't you go and buy KK Kabobo or something like that? Or Super Odi? Then you can laugh all your life. Or Bobo Kala. You can laugh till you die. The only reason that she gave is because he does not make me laugh. You can see that the mind is small like this. You will discover when you marry, discover that it's not laughing that makes marriage work. Are you still here? I said, are you still here? And some of you people sitting here by now should have built a house. But foolishness has robbed you of your house. Even land, you don't have it. But you have had money in your hand. Yes. The money is in your stomach. I tell you. Story building with boy scouts. It's in your stomach. I tell you. You know how to go to all the restaurants in town. But I don't know where they sell land at Kaswa. What a shock. No, but you see, I'm not joking at all. But I'm also telling everybody in this church, I'm giving maximum 3 years. Everybody must own a house, own a land and start building. In the name of Jesus. 3 years maximum. I said 3 years maximum. Amen. We will be dedicating houses. Receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. It's possible. Look, I know a place not far from here, Arabi, just after Kasua or beyond, where they sell land for 2,000. 2,000. I also know a place where they sell land for 150,000. But when are you going to get 150,000? But 2,000, if you're a little wise and a little careful and a little whatever, you'll be able to save 2,000. If it's off you, the call that you make, I'm telling you, if you like, one brother told me, he was trying to rob a sister in England. She told me that it's not the scratch cars that she bought. The sister didn't marry him too. He said when he calculated, he could have bought a car. Plenty. When he scratches it, puts it on the window. Well, and he calculated all the scratch cards. He could have knew at the end of the gate they didn't marry him. That's when he went to calculate and came to show me. Look at all this. May you be wise in the name of Jesus. Somebody say amen. Yeah. Anyway, let's get to wisdom. May wisdom come to you in Jesus' name. I said, may wisdom come to you in Jesus' name. Amen. So your chance to obtain wisdom comes by quiet time. Say amen. Amen. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse number 7. This is going to be very short. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 7. Wisdom is the principal thing. Amen. New Living Translation. New Living Translation. Getting wisdom is the wisest thing you can do. Amen. Getting wisdom is the wisest thing you can do. And whatever else you do, develop good judgments. Amen. Now, just to let it stay there. Let me read the King James to you. It says that wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. With all thy getting, get what? Understanding. Yeah. Anointing is very important. Can I have an amen? Money is very important. But with all your getting, get understanding. The scripture says that wisdom is the principal thing. Amen. Amen. Wisdom is what? The principal thing. I'm telling you. You see, the reason why in Africa and Ghana and other places we are struggling is because we don't have the principal thing. I'm telling you. When you see some, God forgive us, in Africa, when you see some of our leaders, you can even wonder whether they went to school. I'm telling you. You wonder whether they went to school. The way they behave and they rule the nations. The nations crumble under them. And we are sitting up. We are sitting and we are watching. I'm telling you. In many African countries, and I've traveled to many African countries by the grace of God. And when you, the bishop often says, it looks like African leaders, do we all meet and we decide how we can destroy our countries? It's almost because everywhere you go, you see the same, if you like, uselessness. It's like the meeting has gone on. What can we do to make our countries useless? That's what the Bible says, that anybody who grows, a leader who comes out of prison to rule, those who are under him are in trouble. Now, I'm telling you, that is why people are always running away from our countries. You can never go to USA and go to Ghana Embassy USA and go and find a queue. There's never a queue there. What are they coming to do? But go to any African country and go and see US Embassy. Go and see the queues there. Where are we going? Everywhere. Because we're all running away from bad leadership. Yeah. You're looking at me. I'm saying something. Hey, we can do things, but sometimes, hey, where is our mind? What is going on? Countries are blessed. I went to an African country recently. I mean, they showed me, you know, what. One country, the president is richer than the whole country. That's what I'm saying. The president has more money than all the country put together. he can give the country loan. The president. Yes. It's a pity. It's a pity. It's almost, you see, going to school doesn't make you wise. You can obtain knowledge. You can have all the things, but it doesn't make you wise. Some people have never been to school, but they are very, very, very wise. Wisdom is the principal thing. Can I have an amen? It is the principal thing. And with all your getting, get understanding. Hallelujah. Are you still here or go home? I'm telling you. You know, sometimes when I hear Bishop talking, I feel a little, I mean, so he said he doesn't want to talk about the nation because it's painful. It's like we can never rule ourselves. It's almost like we have to be recolonized. Recolonized. It's a pity. And it's shameful that at this stage of our independence, since we got our independence, 61 years, there's no road between Accra and Kumasi. You can't have Three going, three coming. We don't have road. I mean, when you are driving on the Kaneshi Malam Road, when you get Kaneshi Market, four lanes, two are for selling shoes. They sell shoes on the road like this. One for rubbish, two for road, two for shoes, and the cars use one. So the cars are going, all the traffic in our country, in our city, they are self-induced. There's no reason for the traffic. Yes. I'm telling you, everywhere. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Oh, self-induced. Sometimes you don't blame only the leaders. Blame yourself. Sometimes get to traffic light. When the traffic light is gone off, come and see the confusion. Because you don't know who should go first and who should wait. What kind of behavior is this? These are intelligent managing directors and general managers of places. So everybody wants to take your head, and there's confusion because the traffic light is off. And we came there, and the other day I saw, so they got out of the car and began to fight. They're wearing a shirt and tie. Fighting on the road. They left their cars as they look at them. Who should go and who should? What the behavior is this? I mean, somebody said the country whose name begins with N. The name of the country begins at N. I mean, they said that in that country, traffic lights don't work. Because when you see a traffic light coming, they say, why can light control human being? So every traffic light, there's a policeman at the traffic light. How can light control human being? What? It's what's happening. The Kenya begins with J. What a shock. Anyway, may God give us wisdom. In your own personal life, may you have wisdom. Can I have an amen? May you have wisdom in your life. May wisdom guide you to become a great person. Amen. Shout amen, somebody. Yeah. All right. Now, let's go on and look at more scriptures about wisdom. Amen. Verse 8. Exalt her, that's wisdom, and she shall promote thee. When you make wisdom important in your life, you have promotion. You see, there are times that, Master, what's the name again? Ajua, there's a time that you don't need prayer, you need wisdom. I'm telling you. The time that you don't need prayer. Many of us people in Christians, African Christians particularly, we like prayer too much, but we don't like to use our brains. Do you know that one day Moses was praying and God said, stop praying and get up? Moses was praying and God said, why are you praying? Get up and go forward. God stopped Moses' prayer meeting. Yeah, I think you're disturbing me. Use your wisdom and stop disturbing with your prayer. Yeah. St. Matthew. That's what I'm saying. I added some name to you, so they don't know who I'm talking to. No, I'm telling you. God told Moses, stop praying. Some of you must stop praying and learn. Students, you are not praying. You're not learning. You say, I'm praying and believing God to see the exam question in your dream. Foolishness is working over your life. When you sit, open the book and sit down and learn. God doesn't get any credit by you bombing your exam. Doesn't get any credit from it. What a way. What does God gain? By saying, I served God so much, I prayed so much that I failed my exam. Because I was doing the work of God. Because he said, no, I'm telling you, you must sit down. Because you see, one of the beautiful, when we were students, Bishop was studying medicine. Bishop would go, come for all meet. When he goes to his room, you know, Bishop would tell you one time, the whole year, he didn't sleep on his bed. Because he would go for a prayer meeting, when he comes back, he has to learn. And he sits down and learns the whole night and sleeps. So in the night, he won't sleep on his bed. He will just play the whole night. In the day, sleeps for 1 hour and start moving. If you see somebody walking around, not that the person is chabre, the person also is applying wisdom to the work he's doing. You cannot say that you are doing a work of God, so God should pass you by force. God cannot pass you by force. I don't know why you guys are looking at me. I see you understand what I'm saying. Am I saying something wrong? Why are they? Please ask them why they are looking at me that way. Why are you looking at me that way? Praise God, why are you looking at me that way? What have I done wrong? My sister, what's your name?
Vera.
Vera, have I said something wrong? So why are you looking at me that way? Emmanuel, are you here? Yes, you're getting it down. Amen. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. May be promoted in the name of Jesus. Promotion comes by exalting wisdom. Amen. Promotion comes by what? Exalting, making wisdom important. Because he had told you, oh, you're getting get wisdom. And he said, exalt wisdom, and he shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. Why did you clap your hands for the Lord? When you embrace wisdom, and when I talk about wisdom, there are types of wisdom that we don't have time to talk about today. There's an earthly wisdom. And that's the Bible said, the type wisdom of this world is earthy, is sensual, and is devilish. That's the wisdom of this world. Earthy, sensual, and what? Devilish. That is in James. Amen. Have you put it there? Yeah, this wisdom descended not from above, but it is earthly, sensual, and devilish. But the wisdom that is of God, look at the one that is from God, and the same place. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Clap your hands for the Lord. This is the kind of wisdom. Look, New Living Translation, so that we can look at this verse 17. Beautiful one. You know, the guy, is it Frank on the thing? The guy is very sharp. Clap for the guy on the projector. Very intelligent boy. I tell you. When I'm preaching and he's behind us, and I'm very happy. But the wisdom from above is first of all pure. It is also peace-loving, gentle at all times, and willing to yield to others. It is full of mercy and good deeds. It shows no favoritism, and is always sincere. Hey, go to the Message Bible. Message Bible. Message Bible. Message. Right. Real wisdom, God's wisdom, begins with a holy life and is characterized by getting along with others. Wow. Isn't it powerful? And he says that it is gentle and reasonable, overflowing with mercy and blessings. Not hot one day and cold at the next. Not two-faced. Why don't you clap your hands for the word of God? Hallelujah. That's a wisdom, real wisdom. Real wisdom characterized by getting along with others. So if you can't get along with me, then it's not the wisdom of God. Is somebody feeling hot in the church? Hallelujah. No, that's what the Bible says. And it says what? It is gentle and reasonable, overflowing with mercy and blessings. Not hot today and then, wow. It's powerful, isn't it? May you love your wife with all the wisdom from above. Not hot today and cold tomorrow. Like you don't feel like talking. You must talk all the time. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. But look at 15. There's 15 in the Message Bible. 15 is very important. It says the type of this wisdom is the furthest thing from wisdom. It's animal cunning. Devilish conniving. Heesh. I don't understand it, but let's carry on. May you be wise in the name of Jesus. Look, lay your hands on your neighbor and cast out every foolishness from him. Say, I drive away foolishness. I drive away stupidity. Oh, lay your hands and cast it out. I drive away foolishness and stupidity. In the name of Jesus. Pioko. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Hello. Amen. See, and this wisdom comes again. We are talking about the wisdom that comes by quiet time. As you study the Bible, as you read the Word of God, look, I'm telling you something. People who claim they are wise, they are not wise at all. Just as we are saying that African leaders are so painful to live under. Go to Europe also and see. I mean, you go to human beings having sex with animals. Devilish. Devilish conniving. Animal cunning. I've seen dogs which have been trained to have sex. So if you're tired of human beings, go for dogs. I saw it in Amsterdam and in Germany. Hamburg. Your country, your city. So you see, they may also look like, oh, they have done this, they have built, they've gone to space and come. Go to space and come and have sex with a dog. What's the point of going to space and come and have sex with a dog? Yes. Animal cunning. Anyway, let's carry on. So, please, very important. Let me give you one more scripture, another scripture. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, chapter 9 and verse 18. Chapter 9, verse 18. Go to the King James. It said what? Wisdom is better than weapons of war. Hallelujah. But one sinner destroyed much good. Are you there? Ajua, are you here? Yeah, it's interesting. It says, wisdom is better than the weapons of war. Amen. If you're wise, you'll not be fighting. When you have wisdom, it's better. Because in Ecclesiastes, it tells you that when your enemy is taking you to court, agree with him on the way. As you're going to court, just try and settle it before you get there. You see, if you are not wise, you fight all the time. And people want to fight with you all the time. Are you here? I'm going home. You want to all the time. But wisdom is better than weapons of war. Amen? Now, if you are not wise and you have a gun, you have a weapon of war by foolishness, you shoot others and shoot yourself. I know this very famous singer years back, he was in prison because he had an argument with a taxi driver. Famous singer. So you took your gun from the car. Pa! Then he's in life imprisonment. Just because of bad temper. If you're wise, he said, look, the guy's annoying me. But I still drive my car. I'll be a fool and drive my car. That is wisdom. So you have to be a fool to be a wise person. I'll just not say anything. As if I'm a fool. But it's okay, I'm going. Because if you follow how you are feeling, life imprisonment. So some of the wisdom may look foolish in the eyes of the world, but it's the wisdom of God. Can I have an amen? Are you understand what I'm saying? It's the wisdom of God. Sometimes to look foolish before man. Yes. You don't see, you don't know. I mean, it's an honor for a man to cease from strife. You are so wise that, look, I'll not make this a quarrel in my house. You know, we will not quarrel. I won't quarrel with my wife about this. It's not a problem. It doesn't matter. I'll sleep. Why are you laughing? Your wife doesn't want to have sex with you, so you are going to break down the building. Hey! Sleep, you wake up, you'll be normal. No, I know a man. Who didn't even shoot his wife. He used a knife to kill his wife like that. Drove the knife through the wife's chest until intestines came out. Down chest through the stomach, brew, like that. Intestine came out. And then he went and stood in front of a train
and killed himself. That the train was coming, train smashed him because he was depressed and angry. So now he and his wife are dead. The children are now orphans. Wisdom is better than weapons of war. Yeah. I'm telling you, wisdom is better than what? Than what? It's better than your temper. Can I have an amen? You may have AK-47, but wisdom is better than AK-47. Amen. Wisdom is better. Can I have an amen? Because the weapons of war will give you victory, but wisdom will give you a better victory in life. Shout amen, somebody. Are you being blessed today? I feel blessed also. And this wisdom comes from the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. How many of you are still here? Are you receiving the word of God? Right. Now look at... I just want to move on quickly. Number four. Okay, no. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. Right. Bible says, look at God's instruction to a general. God's instruction to who? Not a private. Not a constable. Not a colonel, but a general. God is speaking to General Joshua. And God told him, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Say amen. This is good advice to a general. Can you imagine a general, somebody who's leading an army, and God said that, look, the way to win is to read the Bible. Where is it coming from? The way to win, to have good success, the way to prosper is to meditate on the word of God. How does meditation have to do with going to battle? But God told him, this book of the law. Read the whole of Joshua chapter 1, verse 1, all the day. Moses had died, and then Joshua was very sad, and God said to him, get up, move forward, and all that. Don't cry over Moses. Moses, my servant, and now get up, move forward, and all the instruction. God told him that wherever the soul of your feet shall tread shall be given unto you. And he was giving instructions and encouragement as to how he will succeed. Now he says, this book of the law shall not depart. Can I have an amen? Out of the but thou shalt meditate on it day and night. And he said, that is how you are going to have good success. That's how you're going to be prosperous. I see prosperous people sitting here. Amen. Do you believe it? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I said hallelujah. Amen. Number four. So number one, wisdom is the principal. Number one, the fact that you have quiet time, read a Bible. Wisdom becomes the principal thing for you. Amen. Make it the principal thing. And then number two, when you read the Bible, you will become victorious because Bible says that it's better than weapons of war. Amen. All right. And another one. Okay, let's go and see the 12 points you have. That's no problem. Right. Promotion also comes by wisdom. And then Proverbs chapter 8. Proverbs 8:18. What does it say? Riches and honor are with me. That's wisdom speaking. Yea, durable riches and righteousness. Now jump to verse 21. That is Proverbs 8 and verse number 21. That I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. Can I have an amen? Amen. Wisdom will make you rich. Amen. I see you becoming rich in Jesus' name. Amen. Are you here? Yes. Look at a beautiful scripture in Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 24. Right. It says, okay, the crown of the wise is their riches, but the foolishness of fools is folly. The crown of the wise is their riches, If you're wise, you become rich. Or should I have said amen? The crown of the wise is their riches. Now, these are the words of the wisest man that ever lived. And he's saying, the crown of the wise is their riches. But the foolishness of fools is folly. New Living Translation, beautiful one. Wealth is a crown for the wise, but the effort of fools yields only to foolishness. There are things in the Bible, Ephraim, what do you think? It's amazing, isn't it? Bible says that the crown, wealth is a crown. May wealth crown you in Jesus' name. That's what I'm saying. Within 3 years, if you are here, sitting here, we should be dedicating your house in Jesus' name. That if you're wise enough and believe God enough and take right decisions, you see, you need to pray for wisdom. Amen. So if you don't need to pray for deliverance, pray for wisdom. Because the wisdom is your deliverance. Amen. Are you here? Go home. Regina, are you there? Pray for what? Wisdom. Pray for wisdom. I'm dialing the number. Are you saying you have gone home? I'm telling you, pray for wisdom. Because wealth, wisdom will be your crown. Wealth will be your crown of the wise person. Amen. You'll be so rich. It's not because your salary is so high, but you are so wise. That is why you are able to save and you are rich. Yeah. Oh, you understand what I'm saying? So if you have had money in your hands before, look at your hands. I see money in your hands. I see God bless you with money. I see God bless you with wealth. I see wisdom help you to keep the wealth that God blesses you with. In the name of Jesus, you will not die as a broke person. You will not die as a pauper. You will not die as a beggar. You will not die begging people to give you money to buy toilet roll. Somebody say amen. No. When you are dying, you'll be giving money to people. No, people have died and they have made arrangements for their funerals. I know somebody who built a whole house and then built a little space. When I die, bury me in this house. He has enough money. Our bishop's father-in-law. And he never went to school. He was a mate in a car, in a trotro. He was actually a mate in a tipper truck. So when they go and carry the sand, he was a mate in the tipper truck. And then became wise, charged, save money, try and do it. And then he bought one tipper truck. One day he called Bishop. Bishop tells us often, he called him. And told, just before he died, he told Bishop, oh, he just said, that is how I became a millionaire. That's how I became a millionaire by this. These are the things I did. That's how I became a millionaire. He didn't go to school he didn't go to any secondary school. Up to father died, he was just a mate in a tipper truck. At a stage in his life, white people were working for him. Here in Ghana, my wife has never been to school before. They're working for him. I'm telling you, very wise man. One wisdom that one advisor gave Bishop all the time that never stop building. Build and build. At the age of 80 plus, he was building. He built a big house in his hometown and designed the place. When I die, bury me here. He put money down for his funeral. Yeah. So if you, when you die right now, the crime is because of the money that they used to build, not because they are sad. Oh, do you hear what I said? I said, when people are crying when you die, it's not because they are sad, though, but where are they going to get money to bury you? That's why they are crying. I tell you. Yeah. Yeah. It's a problem to die. Now that you are dead, what are we going to do? Yeah. They have anointed, they raise you from the dead. You can't die now. What are we going to do if you die? My police officer,
Are you there? Go home. Are you here?
Yeah. That's what the Bible is telling us here. This man is wise. Wise. Not been to school. Build houses. Employ people. He told one advice, gave Bishop that never borrow anybody's car. That Bishop's father told him, never borrow anybody's car. It's also wisdom. When you don't have a car and then you want to show, impress a girl, go and borrow somebody's car. When you break one, you see that it's not easy to.
And some of you, the reason why you are broke is because you are too proud to sit in Trotro.
You take Uber at this time of your life. When you don't have anything, just to impress. You are too big to sit in Trotro. So you arrive in the Uber and you come down and you feel good. It's Helena. Are you there? I can see Helena's head. You're there. Fantastic. Amen. Some of you, at this stage of your life, you eat at Barcelos. There's nothing wrong, but I'm saying that, look, this afternoon I was hungry. I went out with Pastor Isaac to visit. What did I buy? What food did I buy on my way back?
Fried yam.
And pepe.
Is it what? Pepe without fish.
That's what I bought. But I can go to Barcelos. But fried yam. I said, what is 20 pesos. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I bought 2,000 for them. They should also eat. We all shared it. With pepe. But I didn't use all the pepper, isn't it? Because pepper was in my bag. It wasn't in his bag. I'm okay. I drank water. I'm full. No, I have a house. You don't have anything. You're eating Barcelos. You have taken the girl to impress the girl. You have ordered the bag. You have ordered the food. You're sitting. You're eating. What a shock. May you obtain wisdom in the name of Jesus. Are you there?
Yeah, one day a girl told the guy that, look, you want to marry me? I take my clothes to laundry. I'm telling you. I take my clothes to laundry. You want to marry a girl who takes her clothes to laundry at this time? At this time.
She doesn't know how to wash like that. She takes her clothes to laundry. Now, that's at a certain stage, you can take it. Do you understand? But not at your stage. I said, not at your stage. Taking her clothes to laundry. The girl is telling the boy that if she takes her clothes, then where will the boy's own go? If your girls don't go to laundry, boy's own must go to London and come back. Who is touching the thing? Don't touch it. I'm finishing now. Amen? I said amen. Oh, no. There's nothing wrong in taking your clothes to laundry. Do you understand? That time will come. But now, if you take your clothes to laundry, at this stage, you are not married, though. You are students. And the guy said, I want to marry someone who can take my clothes, because I take my clothes to laundry. Yeah. As some of you have made your faith too straight. The sister over there.
It's a good message.
Yeah. Are you here or go home? Yeah. Amen. Worth is your crown because you are wise. Say, wealth shall crown me. Say it louder. Wealth shall crown me. Do you believe it? I said, do you believe it?
Yes.
You shall be crowned with wisdom, with wealth, because wisdom is yours. Hallelujah. Look, I'm telling you, there's a place where they sell land for 2,000. David, come. Those of you should sit down so they can see. You have your receipt in your pocket. Show me. Show so they can believe what I'm saying. Anybody who needs that type of land should see Pastor David. He's not the seller of the land, though, but he came to show me a receipt of the land that he has made part payment. How much did you pay?
I paid 1,200.
Eh? Wow.
And it's 2,500 plots.
2,500 plots. And they took part payment. And said, "Which teacher can I get?" Yeah. Look, so don't tell me. No, if later on in life, 10 years' time, you don't have anything, it's not that there's a curse in your family. Do you understand what I'm saying? Don't go for delivery. I'm telling you now. Please remind me in 10 years. If you come and tell the pastor, "I need deliverance. All my money, my family members are eating it. Witches are using it." It's not witches. It's not witches. Today, put today's day down. Today's what, 20th or 21? 20th of March. 20. I'm showing you. Show me the A again. Receipt of the land. 2,500. He has paid 1,002. Because his wife is pregnant. He needs money to do other things. He has paid 1,002. And you paid a small. 200. Small. Yes. If one day he has four or five houses,
amen.
Don't say that this man is Sikadro. It's not Sikadro. This bishop's father-in-law, they said that the stories in town, they said that he has a saw at his back. The saw doesn't die. The saw is the one which brings the money. Do you understand what I'm saying? When you see a rich person, we create stories. And we who are poor, we are going for deliverance. What deliverance do you need? The message I'm preaching is deliverance for you. This is deliverance for somebody here. Amen. I'm telling you. It's the principal thing. Yeah. Young boy, finished school. Student, just married. I mean, a few time ago, 2 years ago or so, he tried to buy the land. Sit down. Are you seeing wisdom? Receive it, brother. It's going to work for you. Receive it. When I got married that first time, the wedding ring I had, I remember it was 12 cedis. At the time, we were buying wedding ring for several, 12 cedis. But one, we went to see some man at Osu corner, some corner at Osu. Went to make it. Bujeni with the man, oh yeah, I don't know. I saw the fire making the thing. Yes. And we wore it. Because it's better to marry than to burn. Why should I go? Why should I wait for let's say $500 at that time to go and buy a ring when I can buy a ring for $20? And I can marry and be free.
Bishop, we are bodyguarding
you. I'm glad I have bodyguards around me. I'm preaching. Yeah. You ladies, you are going to bring some catalog. You are showing your beloved. This is what now I like. It's only $2,000. Only $2,000. When you marry, you are going to chew gravel. Gravel is what you are going to chew when you get married. When you get married. I want my wedding gown from David's Bridal. You know David's Bridal? That's what I want it from. But do you know that you can hire a wedding ring? A wedding gown. High, because when you wear it for a wedding, you don't wait until you die. By the time you die, that is colored. So you can hide, you can go and hide a wedding gown. I know play where you can hide a wedding gown. 120 Ghana cedis. You wait, you can. Stand to your feet, let's close, everybody. Stand to your feet, let's close. Everybody stand to your feet now. Place your two hands on your head and pray. Pray to God for wisdom. Pray to God for wisdom. Pray to God wisdom that comes from His way. Say, "Lord, take away foolishness from me. Take away stupidity. Cause me to enjoy the wisdom of the wisdom that comes from you." Karosh kabahatosi. Zima korondi batora bakabadi. Rendi kimandora boshiki bahata.
Zobradi Faraka and Dirimosh Kibahandi. Place your hands on your head and pray. Pray tonight. Pray tonight. Pray tonight. Pray tonight. Let God give you wisdom. Wisdom that comes from His word. Wisdom that comes from His word. Wisdom that comes from His word. In the name of Jesus. Corando kabatora makifata. Ziba baba baba baba. Robolo bokifadi. Shiba baba baba banderi boka randi basi. Reita korandi sabro devali. Reita baba toshi. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father. I speak wisdom into your children.
Yes,
wisdom that comes from your way. Let your word rule. Let your word reign.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Let your word dominate our lives. Let your word have free course in our lives. In the name of Jesus. Bless your children.
Yes, Lord.
Bless your children.
Yes, Lord.
Bless your children.
Yes, Jesus.
Give us wisdom.
Give us wisdom.
Give us wisdom, Lord. Let wisdom rule. Let wisdom dominate our lives. Take away foolishness.
Yes.
Thank you, Father. For your blessing. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
As every head is bowed, every eye closed. If you are here this evening and you know that you are far away from God, you know you are a sinner, but you believe Jesus died for you. If you are here tonight and you are not sure whether you go to heaven or hell when you die, but tonight you want to say, Bishop, I need God in my life. I've made many mistakes in my life, but today I want Jesus to be my Lord and Savior. If you're here right now and you need Jesus, lift up your right hand and I shall pray for you. Lift your right hand up high. Father, thank you so much for your people and thank you for your word. We appreciate and love you for everything that you are speaking to our lives. May we enjoy the blessing of your word. In Jesus' name, amen.